Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Jordan McDonald, Glenn Mac now 94 WIP.
G Mac, let me run one more thing by you before we hit the phones and or hit the contest. I don't know if you saw this morning, but there is another player who is making a pitch for himself to join in on this Eagle playoff run this upcoming year. He played, as in doesn't play it anymore, but he's been inactive the last 9 weeks, kind of like the two guys Eagles just added. This guy's kind of been active for the last 9 weeks and 2 years on top of that. But former Eagle Darren Sproles says he can come off the couch and do a better job and give them a playoff run, kind of like what Eric Weddle did for the Rams last year.
Oh.
And he is volunteering his services to come in and return punts and or kicks for the Philadelphia Eagle.
Get away. Oh, well, hold on. Apparently, Vince Quinn's got some audio of this. Let's play it. Kyle Quinn. Jesus, Kyle.
When I'm watching the games on Sunday, sometimes I'll be like, man, they call me right now to go get some punts or something like that. I think I can still do it.
What do you got? What do you got left? Tell me, Darren, really.
I can give you a great playoff run.
He is one of my all-time favorite players. I have no idea what he's got. He retired, what, 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Three. This would be 2.5 years since he was last on the field.
It's a lot of time on the couch. I don't know what he's doing. You know, maybe he's running sprints every day. I think the easy answer is to say he could not be worse than what they have. I stand to lose dinner at Ralph's in my stupid bet with Mike Sielski over the Eagles' return game. Somehow I bought into the fact that Britton Covey might be good. Well,
ouch.
Bought into the fiction Britton Covey might be good. I'm down 6-1 on that bet. So I would vote, sight unseen, I would vote yes to Darren Sproles.
I guess this was on the Up and Adams show. Kay Adams on, is it FanDuel or DraftKings?
FanDuel.
FanDuel Network yesterday. She had Darren Sproles on, and he said, yeah, I'm ready to jump back in the fray. If they're going to bring Dominican Sue off the couch, if they're going to bring all these elder defensive players back, well, why don't they bring an old punt returner back? I can get the job done for the Eagles. Darren Sproles back and returning punts before the month is up. You're in, Mac.
So I'm in only because what they have now is so hideous. I'm in that I would certainly fly Darren Sproles in. I think he lives down in New Orleans, or he used to be from New Orleans. I would fly him up. I would certainly have him run around the stadium. And if he looked any good, I would say, Britton Covey, where can we buy you a plane ticket to?
And I saw this. I didn't see it on Kay's show yesterday, but I saw that my buddy BLG, Brendan Lee Gouton, put it up on Bleeding Green Nation. And he means it. He just played the clip, and it seems that this isn't just him being asked to come on a show and then trying to have some fun. Oh, no, he sounded like a guy who believes that this could be the case, and he would be ready, willing, and able to do so for his former team.
And by the way, in that very same interview, he did confirm the story from 2017 where he confronted Carson Wentz about having to, be happy for the team. You know, we're all injured. We're all dealing with the same thing.
Is that sound that you're able to cut?
I'll come up with that.
I see. That'd be very interesting. That is one of the major stories in terms of kind of Wentz turning against the team turning against Wentz. His last year was 2019. As you say, Jody played six games. I don't remember his injury, but I'm pretty sure he got injured. And, you know, look, I love the guy. He is now 30. He's 39.
39. Come on. He's a spring chicken compared to you and me, Mac, now.
Well, yeah, that may be, Jody, but I'm not returning any punts. Do you remember, actually, it's probably even before your time. You're a few years younger than I am. Back in the 70s, George Allen became the coach of Washington.
Sure.
And George Allen created what was called the Over the Hill Gang.
Oh, yeah.
And he brought in all these players who had made a ton of Pro Bowls but were in their mid to late 30s, and he put them together and he had a playoff run with them.
And, oh, by the way, traded every draft pick he had.
So yes, that, yes, he did.
You talk about what the Eagles did this week, pushing their chips into the middle of the table. Oh, George Allen did this 40, 50 years ago and said, draft picks, who the hell needs draft picks? Let's go for this. Yeah. And to the Eagles' credit, they haven't had to give up a draft pick at all to get reinforcements from the 30-plus club. And it wouldn't cost a draft pick for Darren Sproles either.
All right, it is time for This Week in Philadelphia Sports History, brought to you by Scheib Vintage Sports, where there's a story in every stitch. Visit their location at Wayne and Lancaster Avenues in downtown Wayne or at scheibsports.com. Jody Mack, I take you back 16 years ago this weekend. It is early in the second quarter. The Eagles are trailing the Tennessee Titans 7-3. I could not find the exact play itself, but this is when they cut away to the studio for the update, and the boys from CBS are about to give you an update on the Eagles-Tennessee game.
And nothing. Then McNabb, who's struggling a little bit today, he scrambles to his right, lands awkwardly out of bounds, and he's forced to leave the game. They're checking his right knee. It looks like it's a problem with his right knee. He's replaced by Jeff Garcia, and they're awaiting word on Donovan McNabb and the injury.
And as Dan was indicating, again, apparent right leg injury there. We'll certainly keep you updated on the injury status of Donovan McNabb. And again, as Dan indicated, Jeff Garcia in for the Eagles.
Yeah, well, I can give you the update. McNabb tore his ACL, Jody Mack, putting the Eagles, putting him on the IR for the second consecutive season. He was having a great year up to that point. He was leading the NFL in touchdown percentage and yards per attempt. The Titans, by the way, were 2-7 at the time, led by rookie quarterback
Steve McNair.
Vince Young.
Vince Young. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Future Eagle.
How'd that go? Dream team.
Well, that week, Tennessee beat the Eagles 31-13 in the long term. Vince Young, no. But here's where I'm going with this. Jeff Garcia, you remember, came in. The Eagles didn't win that game, but he became a folk hero. They won their last five regular season games. The Merry Christmas Philadelphia beat the Cowboys on Christmas Day in Dallas. It was, for Eagles fans, a great, great moment. He actually, I looked this up, he beat all three division opponents on the road in three straight weeks that December.
Wow.
Yeah. Had even better passing numbers than McNabb, throwing to the likes of Reggie Brown and Dante Stallworth and L.J. Smith. The Eagles beat the Giants in the playoffs that year. He becomes a, I think they lost to the Saints, I think. He becomes a folk hero. He gets votes for comeback player of the year, and then he was gone. And then McNabb came back. Thank you very much. He had the opportunity to go to Tampa, made a Pro Bowl at age 37, talking about old guys. And that's how it ended. So here's where I, first of all, let me back up and just ask you, you have any recollection of that? Any thoughts on that whole thing?
No, a couple of mea culpas from yours truly. Number one, I thought Vince Young was going to be a heck of a player coming out of Texas. I said, this guy's going to be a franchise quarterback. Oops. Number two, I apologize on Wednesday night here on WIP. I'll do so again for weekend listeners. I was guilty, as a lot of WIP guys were, maybe even you and Sielski last weekend, for talking about the Eagles in an undefeated season. And I did so in a very hypothetical way,
yeah,
saying, what happens if
yeah, yeah,
you get to week 15 And Jalen Hurts looks in the camera and says, Merry Christmas, Philadelphia, because on December 24th, they beat the Cowboys in Dallas, and they're 15-0. My question was, how the Eagles going to handle the last two games of the season? Are they going to put everybody on the bench, history in the making, and say, hell with this, we're going to win a Super Bowl? It wasn't so much a braggadocio of the Eagles going undefeated as it was to ask a hypothetical question, but it gave me remembrances of Jeff Garcia on Christmas that Jalen Hurts could do the same thing again this year. So, again, I apologize because I went down the undefeated road, and that blew up in everybody's face this week.
Yeah, you know, you kind of – everybody kind of dreams. By the way, just one quick throwaway, because I always I look up, like, what are we going to do for the Scheib Sports Week? Also, just on this day in 1976, Rocky debuted.
Really?
Yes.
Why did I think it was a summer movie? Maybe that was Rocky too.
No. I remember you're thinking of Jaws.
No, I'm thinking of Rocky too, because I remember Rocky the too. Girl I went to the movie with.
Oh, I remember the girl I went to the movie with. I married her.
That would be Mrs. Mack now?
It was like one. It wasn't our first date, but it was like one of our first three dates. Yeah.
Okay. The girl I went with to Rocky too. Nice girl. Still like her, but no, didn't become Mrs. McDonough. A different date at the time, but I know it's during the summer because that's when we dated, during the summer. So yeah. It must be Rocky too. I'm getting the two Rockies confused.
That's fine. What I remember about seeing Rocky the first time in a theater, right? And you saw it the first time in a theater as well? Yeah,
I
obviously. You're
so,
on a
sure,
date.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't take her to your house to watch on TV.
No, I don't remember Rocky 1, but I remember going to Rocky 2.
Right. So Rocky 1, it's like we didn't know anything going in, right? And nobody did. It was not a big-name release. They kind of took it out, and they didn't realize until it gained momentum what they had on their hands. And I remember watching it in a theater, and it was right around Christmas. And it was right around Christmas, and the theater was pretty full. And when they have the boxing scene at the end, the 25-minute boxing scene, him against Apollo, people are jumping out of their seats and throwing punches into the air and cheering, and it was like being at a live fight. It was so great and so unexpected. Just didn't see it coming and loved it. That's what I remember.
It was all-time great. And
yes.
Little did anybody know then, and little did at the time, neither you nor I were a Philadelphia resident, that we'd know that it would become such a big part of our lives.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to get back to the Garcia thing. And we got our giveaway today. $50 gift certificate to Scheib Vintage Sports, where there's a story in every stitch. And here's what it is today. Jeff Garcia was here for a season. He started five games because he won five games at the end of the year. Maybe he went 5-1, whatever. And that was it. And then he left. He actually came back for like a cup of coffee a few years later, but that was it. He was pretty much one and done. And he was a hero. He got the Eagles into the playoffs. He was great. Give us the guy who had the best, really short career here. A season, maybe a season and a half. He came, he went. He was brilliant. We love him. The winner gets the $50 gift certificate to Scheib Sports. You want to throw out a name to start, Jody? By all means.
If you want me to, but I would. And
you want to wait on it?
I do, because
okay.
I want to give the callers a chance, because there is no doubt in my mind that I have not a name. I have the name.
Oh,
the guy
okay. Who
then just matches the description that you just put out there to a T.
All right. Then we'll hold on to that. Now, as always, the esteemed Professor Kyle Quinn is the judge on this.
And Kyle... Oh, by the way, Kyle's with me because he's a smart man.
That is correct.
Oh, you've already discussed it.
No, I have not, but I have complete and utter faith in Kyle.
Oh, so sight unseen, you're believing in Kyle here. Okay.
Absolutely.
As always, there is one essential rule. Kyle, what's the rule for callers on this?
Well, they have to give a good sports point before they give their answer
correct.
To the contest.
Yeah. Correct. Don't just call up to win a prize. You got to have a valid and interesting point. I know I'm late, but I want to sneak in a call here before the break. Mitchy Tools is with us. And, Mitch, before you talk, I just want to – I saw you earlier this week. Extend my sympathies for the passing of your mom. Was just a great woman. And
yes.
Both the funeral and the shiva were just beautiful affairs. So my best to
yes.
you and all your family.
Thank you. Hi, Jody. How you doing?
Mitch, good to hear from you, buddy. My condolences.
Yeah. Boy, Jeff Garcia, I remember people were getting jerseys here. He was God for those five games.
It was great. Beat Dallas on Christmas Day in Dallas.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was like, let's just sign him long term here. You know, forget it.
Right.
Unbelievable.
It's true.
Right.
People
were ready. There were some ready to move on from McNabb. Absolutely
yes.
Right.
Yes. I remember that. It was like everybody's talking about. You know, Fletcher Cox. Okay, he'll give you. He's not here next year, but he's still going to give you. You know, a couple tackles and his presence there. You know, he's still a big guy, but you know, Jordan Davis is definitely missed. And but listen, 8-1 still sounds fantastic.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.